Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He's Lord over all. And in Him we live and we move and we have our being, and we are grateful. We're grateful for life, we're grateful for breath, we're grateful for the fellowship of the saints, then we have that all over the world. And our brothers and sisters in Christ that are around the world, and people that we've been blessed to meet over the years and over time, we see that as just one of the many, many gifts that God has given us in this life and in this time in the earth. Drink a little iced tea here. So good. But I don't know if it's the best for my vocal cords while I'm trying to talk. I think probably hot drinks are probably better. The things that we take with us when this life is over, we don't take any of the possessions that we have, or we think we have in this life. We don't take any of the all these things that people aspire to as far as status and position and all of that stuff. All that stuff is left behind. We do take our relationship with God, and however that is manifest and however it is, that walk that we have with Him, we carry that on into eternity. And we have the relationships that we have with our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's something that we have and we look forward to. And we look forward to that communion with one another as we move into and out of this dimension into something else. You know, this life is the illusion. Never forget that our time here is in an illusionary temporal world. And even though this dream seems very real, it seems so real because you can touch it, and you can feel it, and you can smell it, and you can taste things, and you can hear sounds, and all of that. And it's so such a vivid, vivid dream. But this is not what's real. And you know that this is not what's real because everybody else that came before is no longer here. All those that were here 200 years ago, they're not here anymore. You know, they have passed on from this life into whatever is real. They have gone from this dimension into what is the real one. And they're no longer here, but you are. And so in your time in the earth, how now do you live? How now do we live? How now do we make decisions? Do we make choices? Do we go about our time in the earth? Because that's an important question to answer in our life and in our window. And so often people just avoid addressing the true and meaningful questions of life, and they waste their lives and their times here in distraction, in activity, in an alcoholic haze, you know, or just all the kind of things that people can do to try to take their minds off of everything. So either they try to just keep themselves busy with meaningless and stupid stuff, or they just try to take their mind off of it all by just putting themselves in an altered state of consciousness. And I get it. I understand why that happens with people sometimes too. But in the end, still the question remains. And each day that you move forward from one step into the next, you get one step closer to departing from this life, because appointed unto every man is a time to die. And after that, the judgment. So when that time comes that you pass from this life into the next, will you have answered the questions that needed to be answered while you were here in this life? Will you have fulfilled the purpose for which you came into the earth? Because we came into the earth for a reason and for a purpose. With Jesus, it said, for this reason the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. So for this reason, Jesus Christ was manifest in the earth. He came here for a reason. You and I came into this world for a reason. Will that reason be accomplished? Will it be fulfilled in your time in the earth? Or will it go, will that call go unanswered? And will you go about your time in the earth trying to save your life in the earth? And Jesus said of that in Mark chapter 8, he said, if anyone tries to save his life, he's going to lose it. If anyone loses his life for my sake and for the gospel, he's going to find it. So you find your life by losing it. You lose your life by trying to find it. How many people in this life have lost themselves by trying to save their own hides, their own skins in the world? How many people in this life have lost that which is important and that which is real and gave up that which was eternal for that which was temporal? So many people have gone that way to their own destruction, to their own hurt. And even when you get what you think you want in the world, it's empty. When you get what you think you want in the world, it still does not fulfill and satisfy that need in your soul. And that's why you've got millionaires and billionaires that just are such unhappy people. Because they have all of these things that people think that they want, and yet they miss that which is important, that which is real, that which needs to be answered, that which needs to be fulfilled. See, in your time in the earth, you know what? One thing people think, all right, why is it that so many people chase after money here? Well, part of it, besides power and control and all of these things that people think that they want, part of it, too, is that they believe that by having it, they will be able to buy a fulfilled life. They will be able to, but things will never fulfill you. And you see that by people that have a lot of things that are not fulfilled. So, you know, it's not rocket science. And yet, for some reason, people just still want to keep going that way. Anyways, no, what you want is you want a fulfilled life. You want a fulfilled life. And that comes, all this stuff comes on God's terms. This is why he's put it in his word, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, the things that you need in your soul and in your life, he's going to take care of those. Now, I have heard it, I've heard people lied to from the pulpit again and again, with basically putting that up to people's greeds and saying, look, if you seek first God, you're going to win. This is going to be your lottery ticket. And that's not what it is. Because there's a lot of people that if they would destroy themselves if they got the things that they think that they want. There's a lot of things that people think that they want that in the end would actually end up destroying them if they got them. God being a good father, knowing what we need and what we don't need, he very many times when you pray and when you ask him to lead and direct your life and your choices and things don't necessarily work out for you the way that you thought that they should, that's actually a blessing. And you don't realize it in the short term, but as time goes on a little bit, you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord, so much for not giving me what I thought I wanted. can you say amen? If you look back and you think and you're honest about it, there are many, many times where those things in life that we thought that we wanted in the end would have been a hindrance, would have been a block, would have been a destruction to the very path and journey that you were supposed to be on. So, trusting God, not holding on to anything too tightly in this life, and having a loose grasp on that which is in this life and the things of this life so that you can flow with him is important. That's part of how we approach our time in the earth. This is where you can release and have a light touch on life. Now, with the things of this life, listen, so many of them are really neutral, and it's what you do with them. And God wants us to be good stewards of that which he puts in our hands and that which he puts in our care. Whether they be things in the natural, whether they be certain relationships that come into our lives, whatever it is, in all things, it should be, we should seek to try to do, to allow God to direct what we do with the things that are in our lives and also with the relationships that are in our lives. So in not everything that is in your life is a blessing. And you need to always realize that. And sometimes some things are there just for a window and a season. So if you're not holding on to things too hard in this life, you can flow with it. You know, there's sometimes where God wanted you to have a job so that you could learn something, not so that you can spend the next 25 years of your life there. Sometimes God just wanted you to learn a specific skill set and keep moving. And if you didn't learn that skill set, then you're not, and if you didn't do diligence to the time that you were there and you didn't learn that skill, you're going to not have it for when you're going to need it in the next thing he's going to send you to. Likewise, if you stay there because it's comfortable and the Spirit of God is moving on, you're going to stay there and you're going to miss God. See, with Jesus, when people were like, when they would say to Jesus, when he was walking, I mean, it's very interesting to me that so much of Jesus' ministry was done going from place to place. And if you wanted to be with Jesus, you had to be willing to move with him. So a lot of times people were like, okay, Jesus, here, you stay here. You stay with us here, and we're, you know, we want you to be here. And Jesus said, no, I got to go. And if you wanted to be with Jesus, you had to be willing to walk with him. That means you had to be willing to leave all that you knew, all that you were familiar with, all that you had, your career, your, many times, your family, your, all, basically everything that you were in this world, to go with him. And the one thing that you had that would be consistent is you would have a relationship with the living God, and wherever he walked and whatever he said, you would be there and you would hear his words and you would hear his voice and you would learn from him and he would teach you. That's what you would have. So you had to be willing to trade everything in exchange for that one real, true relationship with God. That's what was required if you wanted to follow him. Now, a lot of people wanted Jesus to come and be there and be Jesus on their terms. And it didn't work like that. See, this is the difference between the in the kingdom of God, the kingdom, you've got a king with a dom. You've got a king with a dominion. So when you come into the kingdom of God, he is the king and you are coming into his dominion. And things work under his rule, his reign, his dominion, his leadership, his lordship. And if you don't like it, then you're not going to do very well in the kingdom because that's how it works. So it's not a democracy. There is no vote. You bring things before the king and he makes a decision. He'll hear you. You can boldly come before the throne of grace, but it is not your vote. So that's how it works in the spiritual dimension if you're going to come into the kingdom of God. Versus a lot of people that want to make God into their own image, into their own likeness, because they've got something that they want to do. And so now they need a God that is going to be able to help them fulfill their worldly agenda. So they start looking for a God that can fit the bill. And that's where you also get people making another Jesus, another gospel, another way that things are going to be. They start making God in their own image and in their own likeness. But you know what? It doesn't work. So you're worshiping something that's false. You're worshiping a lie. And they need to, that's why they need to gather people. That's why they need to get people together in big groups, because they've all got to reinforce it and pat each other on the back and tell each other they're okay and you're not missing it. And hey, wasn't that a great sermon? Now, I love to get together with people too. I love it if the possibility is there. But at the same time, Jesus is truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So if you're not getting the truth, and if the truth is not being spoken, if it's not being preached, get out of there. Don't sit under a lie, because that thing is going to seep into your body, into your mind, into your spirit, and it is going to impact you and drain you. No, if there's a lie, if you cannot call a lie truth and it not affect you, that turns into cognitive dissonance, and it will literally split you in your mind, in your spirit, when you know this is the truth, and then you hear a lie and you justify the lie, it is going to impact your soul, and you cannot sit in that. Listen, if you've got to do it, if you've got to walk on your own, walk on your own. Seriously. There's windows and seasons and times for that. If you've got to do that, do it. But it's better to walk in the desert with Christ than to be in a group of people on the deck of the Titanic going down and telling each other, hey, everything's fine and the band is playing. It's not going to work. Now, I know sometimes people don't like it when we make these kind of things known, but listen, this is serious stuff. This is your soul. This is your eternal soul that is in the mix here. And how now do we live? Well, when you come before the Lord, you come before Him with everything that you are. And you seek Him. You seek Him in the quietude of your own life, wherever it is that He may be found, wherever it is that He leads you to go, you go there. And you pray and you ask Him. You say, Lord God, I'm here. Lord, I'm here. And I want to know You. I want to walk with You. I want to live in Your truth. I want to have I want the real thing. No matter what it, no matter who it separates me from, no matter who it links my life with, I want the real thing. When you pray and when you ask God for that, He's going to give that to you. When you're seeking Him on His terms, that's the key. It's got to be His terms, not yours. It is not, God, my kingdom done and my will be done. Because that's the way the world does it. No, the way that you do it in the kingdom is, Lord, Your kingdom come. Your will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, on earth, here, right now. Lord God, Your will be done. That's what we pray for. That's what we want. We want His kingdom, His rule, His lordship, His leadership. And we are surrendering ourselves as human agents to the work of the kingdom of God in and through us. We are surrendering ourselves to be those representatives of light and truth in a world that needs it right now. So you are taking that role, you are playing that part, you are doing that which God has for you to do at such a time as this. Now, here's the thing. There's different seasons and different processes and different transitions that are going to be necessary along the way. So you need to be true to what God has in front of you right now. Some people, God's got them very active and very engaged. Other people, God's training you and He's teaching you. Some people, God just wants you to take a break for a little bit. You know, and that's okay too. I mean, Jesus did that. You know, there were times with His disciples where He just realized, look, people were coming and going so much and people hadn't even stopped to take a bite to eat. And He just got His disciples away and He just tried to get them away for a little bit. And even then the people found Him. But still, finding that balance is important. Because God wants for He wants you to stand strong in every area of your life. And He's got experiences for us to go through while we're here. It's not just about you doing for God. You need to get that out of your head. It's not about doing. It's about walking with Him. Let the doing just be an overflow of the direction of His Spirit. And that's a moment-by-moment thing. There are things that are just moment-by-moment where God will quicken you and just respond. And in that response, this is where it's not a formula. You know, there's times where God will have me do one thing a certain way 20 times in a row. And then one day I'll He'll just quicken me to do something different. And you've got to respond when he quickens you to do something different. And sometimes it can be simple things. Simple things. You know, sometimes I get like a restlessness in my spirit about something. Maybe there's something that I think about doing or that I want to do. And God will quicken me a particular way, either to do or not to do something. And listen to that voice when the Spirit of God quickens you. And he quickens you in different ways. But listen to the way that he works with you. And just work to stay in line with that peace. Because the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts. So when your heart is troubled, seek the Lord so that he can show you why your peace is being agitated. And seek to remain in that state of peace, because Jesus promised that to his disciples. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give you like the world gives. God, when he gives you peace, it stays. When you go the way of the world, you lose your peace. So when you walk with the Spirit of the living God, he's going to keep you in perfect peace. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. So when you walk with him, the peace of God that is part of the promise and part of the blessing that the children of God live in every day. And I tell you, I live in that peace and I love it. I love it. I have so much fun just living in the peace of God. I have so much fun being what God made me to be. I can't even tell you how much fun I have being who God made me to be. There's no one in this world that's better at being me than me. And I enjoy it. I enjoy being what God made me to be. There's no one in this world that is better at being you than being you, than you. So you be who God made you to be. You walk it out the way that God wants you to walk it out. Allow him to reveal and to show you. Let him lead and direct you. Let that peace of God guard your hearts. And you know what? Sometimes there's going to be just small things along the way. Just get rid of the stupid things. You don't need the stupid stuff. Why? For what? You know, I tell you, sometimes we hold on to stuff that just does not need to be held on to at all. Does not. No reason for it. No reason for it whatsoever. Instead, go with what God shows you. Trust him. Because he's going to lead you in the path that you need to go. Now, right now, in the time that we live in, we're seeing the hand of the enemy just... so many things that the enemy is just trying to hold together, and they're just cracking up left, right, and center. That's part of the transition that we're in right now. Now, it's going to be a messy transition, all right? But in this transition time, too, you need to know that God has given you power. He said, you're going to receive power when my Spirit comes upon you, and you are going to be witnesses. And so that power, and there was a word study that I was made aware of on this one some time back, and that word power is the same is that whole dynamic power, but then the word witness is a place where we get the word martus or martyr. So that power to put to death, you know, that power to put to death anything in your life that doesn't need to be there. You've got that power. You can turn away from anything that God wants you to turn away from. And you can turn to and follow up. And you've got everything necessary in you to wage the good warfare while you are here. You need to know this. You've got the tools that God's given you to deal with the enemy of your soul. And when you resist the enemy flees. When you tell the enemy, get out, the enemy gets out. When you pray, things change. You need to know this. When you pray, your prayers have power. Put your shoulders back. Put your head up. Pray in the name of Jesus and watch that which the enemy has put in front of you decimated into nothing in front of you. Know that God has given you this. This is part of your call, part of your destiny, part of the inheritance of being one of the saints of the living God, is that you have that power. The power has been given unto you. Now, I have one of my statements that I make is that knowledge without application is worthless. Like, you can know certain things, but if you don't apply it, it's not going to be of any value. It doesn't have any worth. So you can know certain things as a child of God, but if you don't apply them, if you don't let them be part of your experience in this life, then you're never moving forward in that which is your inheritance. Hey, I'm going to read you this. Psalm 149, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishment upon the people. Punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." Amen. Tell me what church you've heard that psalm read in this last year. Tell me where you've heard somebody telling you what your power is as a child of the living God, what your inheritance is as the child of the living God. Tell me where people have told you what God has put in you. When have you last had somebody tell you that you have that which is in you that's necessary? And all that is necessary, that God has put that in you to be able to live an overcoming and abundant life in Christ Jesus, and a fulfilled life. That's in you. God has given it to you. Move in that. When you pray in Jesus' name, things change. When you pray in Jesus' name, things shift. When you pray in Jesus' name, amazing things happen. Now, when we talk about praying in Jesus' name, there's a difference between using Jesus' name and praying in Jesus' name. When you pray in Jesus' name, that's literally a place of a spiritual position. In Him you live and move and have your being. He's the vine, you're the branch, John 15. So we are the branches that are connected to the vine, so the source and the flow of life flows through us. That's what it is to be in Him. So when you pray in Jesus' name, it's not praying using Jesus' name. No, you're praying in Jesus' name. If you want to get an example of people praying using Jesus' name, you got to go to the book of Acts. And you'll see the seven sons of Sceva. Let me see if I can find this one really quick. But there's a case in the book of Acts where... I'm just going to paraphrase it. But there's a case in the book of Acts where Paul is he's casting out demons. And then there's these seven sons of Sceva that see this, and they try to incorporate this method. And so when they start going to cast out demons, they say, "In the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to get out." And so these are people that are praying using Jesus' name, but they were not in Jesus. And what did the demons say? The demons responded to them and said, "Look, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" And they turned around and they beat the seven sons and kicked them out of the house naked and bleeding. Now, that's what it is to pray using Jesus' name. And some people get away with that for a little while. Sometimes the devil will humor people for a little while. Sometimes people will go down a path of strong delusion for a little while. And some things will even seemingly happen. But you are not in the place of spiritual connection with the life and the truth. You're not grounded and rooted in the vine, in the rock, who is Christ. So people can go that way, but their lives are not built on that foundation, which is real. There's a difference. And the difference is when you pray in Jesus' name, it begins on your knees before the King of Kings, bowing your face before the King of Kings, and let Him be Lord. And you're choosing that of your free will, Lord, on your terms. You've received that gift of eternal life that's come through Christ Jesus. You have surrendered yourself to Him. He has washed you clean. His resurrection life flows through you. And the life that you live is now no longer yours, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. And now you pray in Jesus' name and things change. You pray in Jesus' name and demons tremble. You pray in Jesus' name and the works of darkness fall apart. Now, when you are the child of God and you are in Christ Jesus, this is also partly why the enemy works so hard to come against your mind, because he does not want you to use the power that's in you. If you have rivers of living water that can flow through your belly, he wants you to keep that shut up. He doesn't want that to flow. If you have an arsenal that God has put in your hand, if you have the sword of the Spirit in your mouth and in your hand, and the Word of God is in your mouth, and you've got this power to bind the kings of the earth, you've got this power to execute the judgment of God on this world, you've got this power to be able to speak life, and life flows, and you can speak the destruction to the works of the devil, and those things will come down too. In that case, the enemy works very hard to try to control your mind and your thoughts. And this is where you've got to put your shoulders back. And we do not listen to the voice of anyone else but the Good Shepherd. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, they will not follow another." So you've got to perk up your ears, listen for the voice of the Spirit of God, and do what He says to do. Not what the enemy seeks to try to brainwash you with, but let the Spirit of God quicken you, teach you, show you, and let Him pour you out. And this is the difference between the way the world works and the way the kingdom is. The world will seek to just get you hooked up like a battery and suck the life out of you. The Spirit of God will fill you to overflowing, and God will lead and direct your life and then pour you out according to His will, His design. He'll pour you out and just refill you and overflow you. Pour you out and flow through you and overflow. And that's the way you're supposed to live. But the world wants to keep you from ever moving into your gifts, your calling, your talents, your skills, everything that God wants to empower you with. And it wants to, of your free will, get you locked into some place where it can just suck the life out of you like a battery. So it wants to drain you off. God wants to pour you out. Huge difference. But there is life in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you make a free will decision and a choice whom you will serve. So choose life and choose to follow the leading and the guiding of the Spirit of God, and pray in Jesus' name from that spiritual position and that foundation which you have. You've been given it. Walk in that power and know that that is your birthright. And I've seen recently some just wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ have written, and a lot of people have been under a lot of attack recently. But listen, with the different attacks that people are facing right now, when God opens a door, and the enemy knows there's an open door in front of you, you see, what God opens, no man can shut. What God shuts, no man can open. So God is opening doors right now for the people of God. So the enemy knows that. So he cannot close those doors. and he's terrified that those doors are there in front of you and they're open. So what he's going to try to do is he's trying to oppose. He's trying to resist. He's trying to keep you from going through those doors. And so that's where you get these little attacks and these big attacks and these different things that come up. But listen, with those things, you need to, again, back to prayer. You got to take these things to God in prayer. Put them before the Father. Ask Him to lead and direct your response, your thinking, your don't look at things the way the world looks at them. A lot of times in some of the most difficult situations, there's actually a blessing in there if you just go another 2 days. Recently, I had a brother in Christ who we were talking about some stuff. He'd gone through a tough situation with his work and God had quickened both of us with something about that situation and really felt that God was saying something specific for him. And in the end, we prayed, we put it before God, we sought God's direction in the situation, and everything worked out. And it worked out for better than anything that he could have ever thought. Beautiful. Now, we don't do what we do for the external result. But God is also, you got to also know that God is conscious and aware of your life situation and the details of your life too. They're important. But in all that process, don't worry. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God knows your needs, and when there's something that comes up, take it before Him. Be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. Back to the peace. And the peace of God that guards your hearts, it's gonna be with the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart. God said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. There you go. It all comes together. So, you know what you need. And it's right there for you. Listen, sometimes I've gone through my windows and seasons where I don't really feel like reading. But listen, there's life in that word. Sometimes, listen. Hey, there's free audio Bibles out there. Free. Just play it on your computer, play it on your phone, and just let that word go up in the air and let it just sink in to your spirit. Let it just feed you. Sometimes I'll just put that on when I'm going to bed and just let it play. Or let a podcast play. Actually, I know there's some of you guys out there that do that with these audios. God bless you. We speak to you as you get ready to fall asleep, and that's just fine. But let the word, let that focus, let your heart just keep its focus, and know that the enemy's plans are there. But we know his methods, we know his schemes. We're not ignorant to the devil's schemes. We know this is how he works. So this is being the case, knowing that that's how the enemy works. Just okay, fine. That's how he works. So don't let that be something then that distracts you any more than it needs to. Let the enemy's attacks, you'll see them, you recognize them, you bind them, you break them, you throw them out. When the witchcraft spirits are sent against you, you send them back. Oh my gosh, we send that stuff back now so fast. We send it back. You don't have to eat that. You don't have to stomach that. You don't have to let that sit on you. If the enemy is sending something your way, send it back. And send it back with a little extra. I send it back with a lot extra. Because God quickens me to do that. I think they don't attack as much these right now. Just because every time they send something this way, we send it back full bore. And we bind it onto those people's lives with one provision. Either they repent and get right with God and come over to the side of light, or they die with that on them. Oh, yeah, you want to try to take that off? In Jesus' name, that's what we do. Oh, we play for keeps. So, yes, that's how it is. And, you know, we've walked and we've seen God's hand and God's way that He's led us through and walked us through this life. So, you know that you have what you need to thrive in this life. So trust God. And you know what? Sometimes when things get a little bit difficult, a little bit tough, just go outside, look up in the sky, look at the beauty of God's creation, and just say thank you. Just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, so much for the blessing of giving me life and breath and the chance to walk with you here in this paradigm, in this dimension. This is what I have and this is what I know right now. And with all that I am, I'm just going to give glory and praise and honor to you, because you alone are worthy. And Lord God, I love you. And just lead and direct me this moment. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi. And yeah, keep on keeping on. It's all good in Christ Jesus. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.